The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehuda Gestetner, Rosh Kollel in Toronto, Canada, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VA'AD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis says, Amar Ze'iri Naisein Adam Yayin Salo Lumayim Telulin L'toich HaMishameres B'Shabes Ve'enei Cheshesh. A person is allowed to put clear wine or clear water into a sifter or into a strainer on Shabbos Ve'enei Cheshesh, and it's not Aser. Avol Achurin Lai, but he may not put in dirty wine or wine with sediments or dirty water into a sifter on Shabbos. The Gemara asks the Stira, Meisfei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer, Tired Adam Chavish al Yayin Vishamreah, Venaisin Latech Hamishamaris Bishabas Ve'ina Cheshesh. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that a person could even take wine which is all mixed up with sediments. He could go mix up the wine with sediments and pour it into a sifter or a strainer on Shabbos. So the Gemara is asking, how did Ze'iri said that if the wine is dirty, if the wine is murky and has sediments, he may not sift it? But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel seems to say that you may even take wine full of shemarim, full of sediments, and put it into a sifter on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, the Gemara answers, Ze'iri ben Hagita Ishanu. The Ze'iri answered that when did Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel say that a person may pour into a sifter wine with sediments, murky wine on Shabbos? It's talking about when he was drinking the wine, when he was between the wine presses. Rashi explains that since when people usually drink wine when they're by the press, but when they're by the wine press, they're not makbid. They're not as particular if the wine is filtered wine, if it's clean of sediments. So therefore, you're allowed to put the wine into a filter on Shabbos where you're not makbid, where you're not so particular if the wine is clear or not. But Ze'iri, when Ze'iri said that you're not allowed to put wine with sediments and a filter on Shabbos, he was talking about a normal case when a person is makbid to have clean and clear wine, where a person doesn't want the sediments in his wine, so for there it's aser. So the Rishonim say that there's a big yesod in halacha that we learn from this Gemara. When is straining? When is sifting on Shabbos, which is an action of bayir on Shabbos, which is aser? When is it aser? It's only aser if the person wouldn't have drinking the wine. He wouldn't drink the liquid unless it's sifted. That is when we say that Beirer is Aser on Shabbos to put into a sifter, to put into Mishameres. But if the person would drink the wine or the drink, even in its unfiltered state, and he is not Makbid, then it is Mutter for him to go ahead and put it into a filter on Shabbos, put it into a strainer on Shabbos to sift it, to strain it, and that will not be... It will be mutter, and it will not constitute an iser of ber on Shabbos. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Simon Shin Yotes Sif Yud Yayin Oymayim Shehim Tzalulim Mutter L'Sananam B'Mishameres. Clear wine or water, you are laru sift it in a mishameres, in a sifter. Haga, and the Rama adds Va'afal Pi Sheyesh. Boy, kismin dakin, hayil v'ruin lishtois b'lavachi. Even if it has small pieces in it, and by sifting it, you're gonna strain out those pieces, it is still mutter to strain wine with a sifter on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why it's mutter is like we just said. Shabura says, Kivan de Balava Sinun Gamkein Heim Tzalulin Veruyan Lishtois, Lachain Eim Bazem Mishambayr. Because even without sifting it, the scenario over here is that even without sifting it, it was fit to drink, it was ready to drink. So therefore, there is no Isser of sifting such a wine or such a water on Shabbos. A number of years ago, there was brought to the attention of many rabbanim in New York that the water system in New York City has small bugs inside the water, which they wanted to suggest that it would be usher to drink the water because of the bugs. So at that time, there were many paiskim who ruled that a person must put a filter on their sink or in their water source in their house on Shabbos. They must put a filter on their water, on their sink, so that to filter out any type of bugs that went through the sink. On the other side, there were some rabbanim who felt that it is mutter to drink the water based on the fact either that perhaps the bugs were too small, they're not ner le'inayim, they're not large enough to be considered ner le'inayim, they're not recognizable, so not significant enough to make the water usur. There are some other atarim that perhaps the halacha is that if bugs are created within water in certain cases, the bugs are mutter. Some wanted to put the bugs in that category, therefore the water is mutter. In any case, a large number of rabbanim and paiskim ruled that a person must put a filter on a sink which retains water from the New York City water system. So one of the shilas that were brought up at that time was that if a person holds that a sink needs a filter to filter out the bugs, how will a person be allowed to use his sink on Shabbos? L'chaira, using the sink, which is using the filter, is filtering out the bugs, which he doesn't want, and it should be aser als bayer. It should be bayer. We know that bayer, in order for bayer to be mutter on Shabbos, you need to keep to three rules. Number one is, it has to be miyad. You have to do the sorting for immediate usage. Number two, you have to do it in a way that's oichel mitoich psilis, that you're separating the good from the bad. And number three, it has to be done biyad. It has to be done with your hand and not with a keli, not with a vessel. And if you don't have any one of, if you're missing any one of these conditions, it is on Shabbos yachayiv als bayre to separate. So even if a person would take water from a sink on Shabbos, and even if he's drinking the water, he's taking the water for immediate usage, and even if you consider this oichel mitayich psalis, he's taking the good from the bad, but a filter on a sink is like a kli. It's like a vessel which is doing the separating. So if you have a kli doing bayr on Shabbos, you should be chayiv. It should be chayiv on Shabbos. It should be asr on Shabbos. Asr midaraisa. Als bayr b'kli. In a case where a person is using a regular water filter on Shabbos, but he doesn't need the water filter because he would drink the water even without the filter. So that goes into our halacha, that a person is allowed to separate with a sifter, with a strainer on Shabbos, if he's not particular if the liquid is strained, whether if he would drink it with if he would drink it, say if it's strained, say if it's not strained, then that is not considered bayer on Shabbos. So that's why it's mutter to use a water filter on Shabbos in a normal instance. But if you're makbid al pi halacha not to drink water unless there's a filter to take out the bugs, then it should be usher to use a filter on Shabbos because you particularly want your makbid to have the straining process done. And whenever, we just said earlier, whenever you makbid to have the straining process done on Shabbos, then you are chayiv al tzbayir. So Rabbi Yisrael Belsky Shlita at the time, who was from the camp that was matir drinking the New York City water, because he held that the bugs were too small, not significant enough to create a problem, he said that not only is the water mutter, but those who hold and those who consider the water to be usher because of the bugs, they shouldn't be allowed to use their sinks on Shabbos, because they are makbid not to drink water unless there's a filter. Bishlema, if you hold that it's only a chumrah, or you only hold that you're only using a filter, but you would drink water without using a filter, then you're allowed to use a filter. But if you're makbid not to drink water unless there's a filter, Rabbi Yisrael Belsky wanted to say that it should be also to use a filter on Shabbos. So I just want to say a number of kulas, a number of terim that were said at the time, why a person may use the water filter on Shabbos, even if he's makbid not to drink the water unless there's a filter. One heter which was suggested is based on the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam also talks about a case where a person is filtering his water in order not to have bugs. And the Chaya Adam wants to say a chiddush. Chaya Adam wants to say that we know in Hilchos Beir, in order for a person to be chayv and beir on Shabbos, he has to have two minim. You have to have two different types of things mixed together in the taruvus. If you only have one min, that's not called taruvus, and there's no bar. So the Chaya Adam wanted to suggest that over here with water with bugs is not considered two minim. Because since the bugs are part and parcel of the water, it's really a part of the water, and be'etzem, no one is makbid not to drink this water without the bugs. The only reason why you don't want to drink the water with the bugs is only because of an halachic issue, because there's an iser ram yaleha. There's an iser which is preventing you from drinking the water. But without the iser, we would treat it as one min. We would treat it as pure water. Vaharai, the rest of the world drinks this water and they don't care about the bugs. So by one min, there is no bar. Whenever you have one min, there's no bar. So the question is, could a iser create a different min? Could an iser, the fact that there's an iser to drink the water, to drink the bugs in the water, could you consider the bugs as a separate min or not? So the Chaya Adam wanted to suggest that if it's only an iser, which is what makes it into a separate min, that is called one min and it's not bar. But even the Chaya Adam himself, he said it's tzarachin, he didn't want to rely on the heter itself, because maybe it is called, it could be an iser, could be considered a second min. And there's other chalakim on the Chaya Adam, the Rav Chaim Nun, the Sefer, has a lot of kashas in the Chaya Adam, doesn't agree with him. And Allah Lamais also, you see the other paiskim held that an iser could create a separate min. I saw that in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that a person should not, on Pesach, if he has a box of matzah, which is, some of the matzah are shleimim, are whole. Some of the matzah are shvarim, are broken. He shouldn't pick out the shleimim from the shvarim. He shouldn't pick out the whole matzahs from the, he shouldn't pick out the whole matzahs from the broken matzahs to use it for a later time. Because Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that shleimim and shvarim are considered two minim, even though it's all matzah. Everything in the box is all matzah, so really it should be considered one min, and by one min this should not be butter. But since there's a halacha that says that a shleimim, a whole matzah, has an halacha significance, that you can use it for lechem mishnah, or for the seder, so therefore it turns the matzah as if it's into a separate min, and therefore it will be also to be butter, the matzah, the whole matzahs from the broken matzahs, if you're doing it for lachas man, in a way that will be aser. So you see from Shlomo Zalman that an iser, an halachic difference, could create something into a separate min. Nevertheless, that was one of the terim that were brought on, that were said about the water, that perhaps it's not considered too minim. Another heter that some of the paiskim wanted to say was based on the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish talks about also a person using a filter for water to catch the bugs. And the Chazon Ish explains, takes a step back and explains what is the iser beir of bugs in water. We know, as we said earlier, in order to be chayv and beir, there has to be a taruvus, there has to be a mixture. And the malacha of beir is to sort the mixture, to separate the good from the bad. But if you have a mixture, let's say your person has two things which are clearly identifiable, say two svarim on a desk, which are totally separate from each other. That's not bayer, because there is no mixture. There has to be a mixture, and you're separating the mixture. So the Chaznish explains the reason why we consider, right, we all know the case of the fly in the soup is called bayer. Chaznish asks, why is a fly in the soup called bayer? A fly is very discernible from the soup. It's two separate entities. Where do you see a mixture? Where do you see a teruvis between the fly and the soup? There are attackers, some people, the tashbats, was a matter of to take out a fly out of a soup for that reason. The Chaznish explains that the reason why a fly in a soup is called bayer is not because you're taking out, there's a mixture of fly and soup. That's not called a mixture. But between the wings of the fly, there is some liquid. And the very, very small vicinity, wherever the fly is, there is some liquid which is sticking onto the fly's wings or to the fly's body. The Chaznish explains that by taking out the fly, you are shaking off the immediate liquid which is on the fly's body, and you're separating the liquid from the fly. So the bayer, the separation that you're doing, the maisa bayer that you're doing, is not in the whole soup and the fly. It's in the very immediate area wherever the fly is. There's a fly, and in the fly there's some mixed up liquid, and by taking out the fly, you're gonna shake out some of that liquid, and that's the bayer. You're shaking out the liquid from the fly, and that liquid is not discernible. It's very, very mixed up within the fly. So the bayer is the water which is attached to the fly. You're separating that from the fly. So the Chaznish goes on further to say that when you're using when you're taking water out of a sink which has a filter, not necessarily is the water which is attached to the fly going to come out of the fly, because the filter will stop it. So you aren't necessarily being bayer the water which is attached to the bug or attached to the fly from coming out, because could be the water will stay behind the filter, or could be the water will stay on the fly. Bishleim, when he's taking a fly out of a soup, so you could assume that the liquid which is attached to the fly will drip into the soup, and that will be bayer. But when the filter is going to stop the fly, not necessarily will the water which is attached to the fly go out of the sink. So therefore, if it doesn't go out, there was no bayer taking place at all, and therefore it will be mutter. Nevertheless, the Chaznish says the best thing is, because since the water may disattach itself from the fly and may go out, which would constitute bayer, Chaznish says the best thing is that when you finished using the sink, you should let it run a little bit for a few minutes. So then, even if the water comes out, the water which is separating the water from the fly which comes out, it goes to ibud, it goes to waste, and the klal by bayer is any water which goes to waste. If you're doing a bayer and you don't need it at all, bayer has to be that you need something. If you don't need it at all, it's not considered bayer, or mamela will be mutter. So the Chaznish is basically saying that a filter and a fly may not be bayer at all, because you're not taking out the liquid which is in the immediate vicinity of the fly, and even if the water does go out, there's a solution to that by letting the sink run for a few moments after your usage of the sink. There's another heter from the Minchas Yitzchak from Dayan Weiss that he wants to suggest as follows. We said earlier that the problem why this constitutes bayer is because you're doing bayer b'kli. And bayer b'kli, even if you're doing bayer for immediate usage, and even if you're eating eichom and teich basilis, even if you're taking the good from the bad, it's still bayer. So the Minchas Yitzchak wanted to suggest that a filter which is attached to the sink or attached to the water system and is permanently there is not considered bayer b'kli. Bayer b'kli is only something which you use the kli specifically when you have to do bayer. Like a person has a sifter. So when he has to sift, he takes out the sifter and he starts sifting with the sifter. But a person will never use a sifter unless he has to sift. So a sifter or a filter which is attached to the sink, because it's used for many purposes, it's used for washing dishes, it's used every time you wash your hands, and the filter system kicks in then also, even when you don't need it. So the filter system is permanently affixed to the sink, it's permanently there for all usages, and it's there whether it's for a usage of drinking or whether it's for any other usage. So the Minchas Yitzchak wants to suggest that is not called Bar B'Kli. Bar B'Kli has to be something which is used specifically and only exclusively whenever you need the Kli. But if you're using the usage of the filter for all different types of purposes, then it will not be considered Bar B'Kli. And if it's not Bar B'Kli, and it's considered Eichel Mitech Pesilus, then it will be Mutter. But even with this heter, will only be mutter if you're using it miyat, because it is considered a bar, but it's not called bar b'kli. So if you want to use the Minchas Yitzchak's heter, the only time you'd be able to use the water is if you're using it for immediate usage. But if you, let's say, you're filling up a pitcher to put it into the fridge for the next 10 hours, that's not called bar miyat. It's not called bar for immediate usage, or if you're filling up a baby bottle from the sink, that's not called bar miyad. So then l'chaira, even the Minchas Yitzchak will say that it's a problem because it's still considered bar, although it's not called bar b'kli. And even the Minchas Yitzchak, he says that the best thing is that even though I say it's not called bar b'kli, it's still best to use the Chazon Ish's solution of letting the water run a little bit after its usage, based on the Chazon Ish's heter. And like that, you could be makel on using the filter on Shabbos, again, if you're using it for miyad, if you're using it for immediate usage. To recap, so from our Gemara, we see a yesod, that a person is not allowed to use a strainer or a filter on Shabbos, if he wouldn't drink the water unless it's strained. However, if the person is not makbid, if a person is not particular if the water is strained or not, then he may use the filter on Shabbos. The halacha lemaisa, which we spoke about, is if a person is makbid not to use water in the New York City water system because he's makbid not to drink, he's worried about the bugs in the system. So l'chayr, we asked, he shouldn't be able to use the filter on Shabbos because he's considered a person who's makbid. And for him, that would be called Bayer B'Kli. And on that, we said a few solutions. Either, like the Chaya Adam, that because it's the reason what's preventing him to drink the water is an Isser. And if it's only an Isser, it could be that it's not called two minim, that's called one min. And if it's one min, there's no barer. Or you have the Chazon Ish's heter, which says that because the only type of barer with bugs is the water which is in its immediate vicinity of the bug, and not necessarily does the water within the immediate vicinity of the bug leave the filter, in which case it will be mutter. However, the Chazon Ish did say the best thing is to leave the water running a little bit after usage so that you can be sure that even if the water surrounding the bug did go out, it goes to waste, in which case there will not be bayer. And the third solution was the Minchas Yitzchak, who says that because the filter is used for all different types of usages, whether it's for drinking or any other usage, that will not be called Bar B'Kli. And if it's not called Bar B'Kli, you'll have to do it on Shabbos, but only if you're using it for immediate usage.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.